5 Tips to Cope with Loss, 5 to Thrive Friday. 5 Tips to Cope with Loss. Image: Coping with Loss, Steve Jordan. Dealing with loss is never easy, and it's easier said than done. But with these 5 tips to cope with loss, you'll be able to start the process of recovery. Whether you are dealing with the loss of a loved one, the loss of a fire, the loss of investments, or the loss of a pet, there's always a way out of the depression. And here's how. Face the loss. After a serious loss, many people will do anything to dull the pain. Submitting to harmful habits like oversleeping, overeating, alcohol use, or drug use. You'll never truly recover until you confront the loss. Ignoring the pain with distractions will only work for so long, no matter how fast you run from it. Eventually, your grief will overtake you. Confront your loss sooner than later. Allow yourself to cry or grieve in another way that feels natural. Only by first acknowledging your grief can you begin to overcome it. Express your feelings. Let the tears flow, scream from the top of your lungs, or punch a pillow. Never be afraid to express your feelings, even if it's not something you usually do. Realize that there is no right or wrong way to feel pain or to express it. What is important is that you recognize the pain and try to work through it. How you do so is entirely up to you and will vary from person to person. Don't be afraid to get some help. In our society, we have a tremendously harmful stigma against people who seek help with emotional problems. Seeing a therapist or counselor does not make you weak or pathetic. Rather, it's a sign of strength. By seeking out the help you need, you show an admirable desire to move forward and overcome your grief. Don't hesitate to schedule an appointment with a professional who you can be vulnerable and authentic with. Distract yourself. By keeping busy and occupying yourself in tasks that require a dedicated focus, you give yourself a break from constantly ruminating over the loss. This also gives you the space to realize that there are still good things about your world. Exercise is one of the best ways to distract yourself and promote healthy lifestyle habits as you fight the negative emotions. Time will heal. Time heals all wounds. Your emotional recovery may take months or years. In due time, you can eventually start honoring your loss through a renewed determination to enjoy your life to the fullest. While you should give yourself adequate time to heal, at the same time, it's important to remember that your life is precious and that you're responsible for making the most of your time here. The purpose of your life is to be happy, not sad. Don't rush away from grief, but don't be content with a partial recovery. Recovery should be gradual. Your health and fitness coach, Steve Jordan. Check out my latest podcast episode, Food Sanity: How to Eat in a World of Fads and Fiction. Listen here.